I've received a request from devotees in America to suggest something that they could say to help alleviate the situation they're in. The situation they're in is that they like to listen to my talks, and they like to try to follow Krishna consciousness in an ideal manner as far as possible. But there are many devotees around them who discourage that and say that, well, you should get used to the new ISKCON, all this talking about keeping up standards. That's in the past. Now we have the new ISKCON, and they want me to suggest to them what they could say to those who propose to them that they should get in tune with the times, with the new ISKCON, and don't worry about so many standards and this and that. What could they say to these devotees? I don't think you can say much to them. It's the example Srila Prabhupada gave that it's very difficult to wake up a person who's pretending to be asleep. The instructions of Srila Prabhupada are there for everyone. He made it abundantly clear what he wanted. The times may have changed, but the standards that Srila Prabhupada gave for us shouldn't change. There may be somewhat differences of approach in how we interact with people and relate with members of the public to try to bring them to Krishna consciousness. But Krishna consciousness means it is a different way of life to the whole wild, crazy world out there. There are standards to follow. It's Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. What does it mean, a new ISKCON? What does that mean? It's different to the one that Srila Prabhupada gave us. And what did Srila Prabhupada give us? He gave us the same standards, as he often said. It's the same thing that Krishna spoke to Brahma, Brahma spoke to Narad, Narad spoke to Vyas, and so on. Purvai purvataram kritam, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, following the way that the ancients followed. So what are you going to do? If you're surrounded by those who are really not interested in this, it seems that if there's a strong wave of new ISKCONism or whatever, they mentioned Krishna West. So if there's a move to make everything with less standards, well, it's just history repeating itself, which is probably inevitable. Someone's going to do it. That the standards are there, and people water them down and change them and oppose them, and then you get Sahajism. Just this morning, I was talking to a group of people who had come from Bangladesh, and one of them told me he's going to be initiated by a Radha Kund Babaji, and he said there are so many in our area are initiated by Radha Kund Babaji. He came to our ISKCON center here. He said, yeah, we like the kirtan and we like everything, but you know, I'm in contact with the Radha Kund Babajis. Then I caught the scent of what he was. I said, so these Babajis, they don't insist on, as we do, that you have to follow principles. Just like in Bengal, there are many people who like to chant Hare Krishna, but they also like to eat fish. And then he got a little nervous. Yeah, if you get initiated in ISKCON, no fish. If you take initiation from the Babajis, they won't ask you any such thing about fish. Fish tish. Maj tach in Bengali. They won't ask. So it's like they want the benefits and the bliss, and they like the kirtan, and They like all these things. They like Krishna consciousness, but they don't like the rules. And so they'll prefer to be initiated by someone who doesn't ask for so many rules. And that was something when I was regularly preaching in Bangladesh. It was just a thing I'd regularly say, because it was so nice. People are coming and dancing and chanting. But then I'd tell them, hey, look, you got to get real if you want to be in Lord Chaitanya's movement. No fish, among other things. But then even the devotees there who were with me say, no, don't get so heavy, don't burn them out, this and that. But you've got to tell people this is the standard, and if you don't follow, you're not going to get the result, although you may imagine that you're getting it. It's half-chicken philosophy, that you think you can get the eggs coming out of the back of the chicken without feeding the front. There's a certain system for getting the eggs. It doesn't happen automatically. So in the same way, if we want Krishna Prem, we can go through the motions of having it, but we have to follow the basic principles. Now, I'm not saying that devotees in Krishna West are eating fish, not yet, anyway. Of course, it's not likely that they'll go beyond vegetarianism. Maybe they'll get into veganism. Probably are. But it's easier to go along with the flow, and it's hard to give up sense gratification. But Srila Prabhupada insisted on rules and regulations so that we can become purified. And if we don't follow that, then you can call it new ISKCON, but it's not Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. And you're not going to get love of God. I don't know, when you say not following standards, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. There are some basic things. 4 regulated principles, 16 rounds, rise early in the morning. Of course, many of our devotees don't rise early in the morning, here in India at least, because they have late working hours. That's just a horrible way things are. But there are others who don't rise early because they just don't have the habit of doing so. Anyway, I could go on and on and on about this, but it's pretty clear. What are you going to say to them? I don't know. It seems to me almost like a case of asat sangha tyag. Just give up their association. If they're trying to insist that you don't follow the standards that Prabhupada gave, well, it sounds like bad association, even if it's going on in the name of ISKCON. Sorry to say. What's my advice? Don't say anything to them. Literally. Finish. And then what? Then you won't have any kirtan, no one to worship the deities. It's a problem. It's a basic ideological problem. If there are a large number of persons claiming to be followers of Srila Prabhupada, but they think they have a new idea, which is better than Srila Prabhupada, which means not to follow standards. So what to do? It's a very difficult situation. Anyway, keep good association as best you can and keep up your standards. Do whatever is necessary for your own spiritual advancement, which means if you have to give up bad association, even if it's in the name of devotees, then better do so. Just like here in India, we don't hang out with the... We invite them to our temple, but we don't thickly and closely associate with those who are chanting Hare Krishna enthusiastically and then eating fish. We don't do it. Fish isn't a major problem in the West. Probably drugs and illicit sex are, and funny ideologies and all these kind of things. All right, Hare Krishna. Sorry, there's no solution to willful ignorance. Hare Krishna.